Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Peites Pesachim 89. Today's Daf Yomi, we start with the Mishnah on the bottom of Peites Amid Aleph, or the middle of Peites Amid Aleph. There's two Mishnahs on the Daf, so we start with the top Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Omer Rabbanav, let's say somebody says to his children, Harini Shochet as a Pesach, when I slaughter their Pesach, I'm going to be doing it Al Misha Yahweh Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim, for whoever will be the first one to reach Jerusalem. So what this means is he's saying to them, I'm going up to Jerusalem, and after I'm going to be there, I'm going to slaughter the Pesach, and I'm going to do it for whoever, whichever one of you gets to Jerusalem the first. So under that's how the Ran explains it. So Kivan Shehichnis HaRishon, once the first person gets there, Rosh HaVerubo, once their head and the majority of their body gets into Jerusalem, Zacha B'chalko, then he is going to merit and his share of the sacrifice of the offering, umizakes achavimo, and he is going to enable his siblings to eat the korban along with him. So what's the scenario that we're talking about here? So the Gemara explains. Gemara says, Shema mina yesh brera. We learn from here the principle that our Mishnah follows the position that there is brera. Well, this is a sugya that appears many times in Shas, several times in Shas, that something that was not clear before you did the action and became clear only after the fact, we say that since it became clear after the fact, we're going to assume that even before you did the action, that was what you had intended. Like, for example, in our Mishnah, at the moment that you slaughtered the Pesach, at the moment that this man, the father, slaughtered the Pesach, he didn't know who was going to go in first. And when they all entered in, we say that it became clear that from the outset, when he slaughtered the Pesach on behalf of this person. So doesn't this prove that our Mishnah follows the position that there is Brera? So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily the case that that's what our Mishnah proves. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we can prove from here that there is Brera, because it's possible that our Mishnah is talking about a situation where he registered everybody for the Korban Pesach. And that which he said, that which the father said, that he's going to be slaughtering it for whoever comes up first to Jerusalem, that he only did kedei lazarzim b'mitzvos kamar. He only did this in order to encourage them to run quickly to get there. He only did that to encourage them to quickly get to Jerusalem. So when the Mishnah says, Rashi explains, when the Mishnah says this person, whoever gets there first, gets his portion, and then he is mezakes achiv imo, and then he also is merits or acquires it on behalf of all of his siblings, meaning to say that this person who got there first gets to be the head of all of his brothers. What does that mean, that he's the head, the Rosh, the head of all of his brothers? So the Kol Ramaz explains that we learn from here that since he's the Rosh for all of his brothers, that means if he is going to withdraw his hand from that Pesach, he's saying, I don't want to be a part of this Pesach, I have another one, for example, then all of his siblings will also have to withdraw from it as well. That's the explanation of the Kol Ramaz. The Shoshana Mudavid explains, no, that's difficult to say that, because it's not logical to say that if he withdraws from that Korban, that all the others are going to also have to be withdrawn. So therefore, the Shoshana Mudavid says that it means it's just kavod, it's just honor, that this person will have the right, that all the other people's merits are going to be dependent upon him. So, and Rashi furthermore explains that what's going on here is that the father said at first he's going to slaughter on behalf of everyone, and then he says, I'm going to slaughter whoever gets there first is going to be the one who has the merit. So the Rosh Mashbir and the Rashash and Gittin explain that Rashi is saying, according to the approach, that we're talking about adult children, and so therefore the father needs to tell them first that he's slaughtering on their behalf, because if that wouldn't be the case, he would be able to slaughter them without really their consent if they were minors. And back to the Gemara, the Gemara says, we can indeed infer this. The Katani, it says, Mezake Achav Imo. The father merits, the person who gets it first, merits their siblings with him. The Iamris Bishlama, he goes, if you want to say, the Amninu Meikar, that the father appointed this child from the outset, Shapir, makes sense, that the father registered everyone. El Iamris Delo Amninu Meikar, if you want to say that they weren't registered from the outset, Vasur Deshacha, Mikamis Namnu, you can't slaughter you after you shecht the Pesach, you can't register anyone. You can only withdraw from registering only up until the slaughter. So Shema Minah, we learn from here that our Mishnah is talking about a case where at first everyone was registered, and only then did it become clear that which one was the Rosh of all the people who were registered. And the Gemara now says, Tanyanami Hach. The Gemara cites a Braisa to support this. And the Braisa itself is very interesting. The Braisa says, Maisa, there was once an incident where a person said to his children, I'm going to slaughter the Pesach on behalf of whoever gets there first. V'kadmu banos labanim. The daughters of the man got there before the sons. So therefore, everybody got to eat from the Korban Pesach. It proves that. It's just that the banos, the daughters were called zerizos, the daughters were called zealous, and the sons were called shefelim, and the sons were called low ones, that they weren't the zealous. So we see from here that everybody was considered to be registered on the carbon, just the daughters were considered the zrizos ones, and the sons were called the shefelim ones. But the commentaries point out, the opposite of zealous, of zrizos, of one who runs to do a mitzvah, is not shafel. Shafel means low down, that you're like, that you didn't do it right. It's not the opposite. The opposite should be slow. So no, we see from here that what's the opposite of zrizus, the opposite of rushing to do the mitzvah, is the person who's shafel, who's low down, who hasn't done anything. That's the outcome. So that's the opposite of rushing to do a mitzvah, somebody who's shafel, somebody who's bad, who hasn't done it right.